Isn't there some relationship between what you're saying and this fact that a father will give his life for his son, a mother will give her life for her child?
There's a wonderful paper. I don't know whether you knew that I would love to have talked to this point. There's a wonderful paper by Schopenhauer, who's one of my three favorite philosophers, called The Foundation of Morality. There he asks exactly the question that you've asked. How is it that a human being can so participate in the peril and or pain of another that without thought, spontaneously, he sacrifices his own life to the other? How can this happen? That what we normally think of as the first law of nature, namely self-preservation, is suddenly dissolved and there's a breakthrough. In Hawaii, some 4 or 5 years ago, there was an extraordinary adventure that represents this problem. There's a place there called the Pali, where the winds from the north, the trade winds from the north, come breaking through a great ridge of rocks and of mountain, and they come through with a great blast of wind. The people like to go up there to get their hair blown around and so forth, or to commit suicide, you know, like jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Well, the police car was on its way up the early little road that used to go up there, and they saw just beyond the railing that keeps the cars from rolling over, a young man actually, clearly about to jump and prepare himself to jump. Police car stopped. The policeman on the right jumps out to grab the boy and grabs him just as he jumped and was himself being pulled over and would have gone over if the second cop hadn't gotten around, grabbed him and pulled the two of them back. There was a long description of this. It was a marvelous thing in the newspapers at that time. And the policeman was asked, why didn't you let go? I mean, you would have lost your life. And you see what happened to that man. This is what's known as one-pointed meditation. Everything else in his life dropped off. His duty to his family, his duty to his job, his duty to his own career, all of his wishes and hopes for life just disappeared, and he was about to go. And his answer was, I couldn't let go. If I had, and I'm quoting almost word for word, if I'd let that young man go, I could not have lived another day of my life. How come? Schopenhauer's answer is, this is the breakthrough of a metaphysical realization that you and the other are one, and that the separateness is only an effect of the temporal forms of sensibility of time and space. And our true reality is in that unity with all life. It is a metaphysical truth that becomes spontaneously realized because it's the real truth of your life. Now, you might say the hero is the one who has given his physical life, you might say, to some order of realization of that truth. It may appear that I'm one with my tribe, or I'm one with people of a certain kind, or I'm one with life. This is not a concept. This is a realization. Do you see what I mean?
No, explain it.
And the concepts of love your neighbor and all are to put you in tune with that fact. But whether you love your neighbor or not, bing, the thing grabs you and you do this thing. You don't even know who it is. That policeman didn't know who that young man was. And Schopenhauer says, in small ways, you can see this happening every day, all the time. This is a theme that can be seen moving life in the world, people doing nice things for each other.
What do you think has happened to this mythic idea of the hero in our culture today?
It comes up in an experience. I think, I remember during the Vietnam War, seeing on the television the young men in helicopters going out to rescue one of their companions at great risk to themselves. They didn't have to rescue that young man. That's the same thing working. It puts them in touch with the experience of being alive. Going to the office every day, you don't get that experience, but suddenly you're ripped into being alive, and life is pain, and life is suffering, and life is horror. But by God, you're alive, and it's spectacular. And this is a case of being alive, rescuing that young man.
But I also know a man who said once, after years of standing on the platform of the subway, I die a little bit down there every day, but I know I'm doing so for my family. There are small acts of heroism
That's right.
that occur without regard to the nobility or the notoriety that you attract for it.
That's right.
And the mother does it by the isolation she endures in behalf of the family.